This fucking idiot right here. Fucking. I go, I don't like crepes. You're like, why not? They're like thin pancakes. Quoting fucking Ricky Bobby.
I forgot about that altogether. Dude, I love that movie. I'll rewatch that movie every day if I could. That movie's hilarious. So fucking funny.
I just did that to a Black Mystery Girl, too. We're talking about Jesus. I'm like, look, because we pray before meals sometimes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whose idea is that?
It was hers, but I do it with my family, too.
Do you really? I didn't think you still did that.
Yeah, and so we carry it on, too. And so I was like, I don't know. I think I was just trolling her. And I was just like, look, when you pray to Jesus, you can pray to whatever version of Jesus you want to pray to. I pray to baby Jesus because he's my favorite and he was the strongest one.
He was the strongest one?
Yeah.
The powers are strongest and he was a baby?
He didn't know how to control him then, so he was the strongest one. She's like, you're fucking retarded. And I was like, hey, look, when you're doing the praying... You can pray to
baby you want.
Bearded Jesus, a mysterious Jesus who disappeared in the wilderness for 23 years. Whatever one you want, man. There's a whole bunch of them you can choose.
That really happened? He just disappeared in the woods?
He just took off.
Man, I'm so ignorant of that shit.
And then I know exactly where he went now. I didn't know, but you guys got me on the podcast tips. Now I'm listening to a bunch of podcasts. I finally figured out where Jesus went. In those mysterious years. Ask me where he went.
Where'd he go?
He went to America.
Is that when he went to discover America?
He discovered America. That's right. Those are facts. Those are facts in the Mormon Bible.
I was going to say, isn't that when the Mormons...
That is true.
They hid their tablets?
That's right. Joseph Smith found said tablets. And they said that Jesus, in those years that he was gone, discovered America.
Is Jesus part of the whatchamacallit religion? Is he? I thought it was...
You didn't say religion. You just said whatchamacallit.
Whatever you just said. I'm drinking diet soda. Fill in the blanks.
Mormon?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, all that stuff happened. But also, this stuff happened. And this really counts. So look... So, all right, you know when you get, let's see. I'll
put this. When you get Yu-Gi-Oh! Exodia coming out of your deck.
All right, you know how I bought Mortal Kombat, and you got that basic version of Mortal Kombat. People call it the vanilla version.
Okay.
And you're like, good doing. And you're like, okay, I got all these characters here. And I said, make sure the cricket don't rape you.
You're
like, I got these 18 characters. All right? That is the Bible to the Mormons. And they're like, oh, man, this is crazy. Then Joseph Smith came along. He came with that fire DLC and was like, oh, man, I got that new DLC. And people were like, what does it say? I got you. It says Jesus discovered America. In Alabama.
He's all the way in Alabama.
He's all the way in Alabama. He named all the places, too. He named all the states.
He didn't, like, just get off the coast, go to Florida, huh?
No, he went
all
deep
the way
in
Alabama.
There. He went all the way in the butthole.
All the way in the...
That's where I would put the butthole of America, right in Alabama.
And so why did he choose to hide some tablets, and then he used to give the other guy the tablets just straight out? He's like, Moses, I'm going to give them to you. Because you lazy, you ain't going to find these on your own.
Once again...
But Joseph Smith...
Once again... That's
treasure hunter, that guy.
That's a story mode. That's a story mode version. Like, that's a good version, but you want that DLC version with the new character. That's the Joseph Smith version. That's the version that counts, man.
You guess so, man.
Yeah, so I don't listen, that shit's crazy.
Fucking bugs are attacking me.
But yeah, man, so that's that.
Well, so we learn something new every day, you know? Especially when you come onto this podcast and you listen to
us. That's why we're in the educational section.
Got to learn it some people.
Of iTunes or said, wherever you listen to podcasts. I have iTunes now at the free trial. Hope you're using the free trial.
What are you talking about, free trial? iTunes is free already.
Yeah, but you can use it on your phone. Are you using it on your phone?
Oh, no. I didn't even know iTunes had an app.
Yeah.
They have an app?
Yeah, exactly.
For Android, you mean?
Yep.
Because it's free for all those Apple nerds.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah. Download the app. Use your phone number. You get 6 months free.
I just don't understand why we would have to pay for something that the Apple gets for free.
Because why not?
What are you talking about? I don't see an Apple. I see Apple Music.
Yeah, there you go, that one.
Okay, Apple Music. Okay, I thought you meant iTunes. I was like, iTunes is free. You're like in some Alibaba shit. You're like, hey, download my version of iTunes. You get all the music for free.
No.
Anyways, we should do is just have a segment where we look at people's reviews. These sad, sad, depressing people that spent the time to review apps. It's pathetic. Anyways.
I think I wrote Run Review because I was like, this is dog shit. And I think that was my whole review. I was like, this is dog shit.
Did you type in dog shit?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I was like, who made this? Two hamsters? And were those hamsters fucking? Yeah, so. Yeah, man.
Oh, thank you.
But other than that.
So what's going on with you, dog?
Nothing, man. Working on. Oh. Got to tell everybody about my new job. So I'm doing what they call respite work, which basically it's like back in the day when you could do that Big Brother program shit.
Oh, yeah.
So it's basically that. So I'm Big Brother to one of these special needs people. I take that bro out and try to get him some poon.
You're like, that's my goal. Today we're getting you laid.
Getting him some. You know, some walls, maybe some regular walls, maybe some special walls. Who knows? Who knows?
You're going to have to take some condoms with you, though. They're really easy to put on. Not for you to put on him, of course. But he knows. So he knows how to put them on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, look, I'm going to hold it open. You just
go here, in. I have this extra long needle nose pliers I'm going to use to open it up for you.
Yeah.
I just need you to slip in there.
I bring these welding gloves with me everywhere.
Oh, that's pretty bad. You're like, and then on top of that, I'm gonna put those knife gloves, the ones that are like chainmail gloves that you put over. That way, everything's all
so sharks don't bite you.
Yeah, you can use some of those.
No, but
no, something that they can put on their own, dog.
So I've been doing that. It's kind of cool.
So I'm assuming you don't have like a budget to go off of, right? Like you got to use your own money if you want to go do activities.
His parents give him money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So whatever, like you just got to kind of plan ahead. Like if you want to do, like if they want to go bowling, then it's like, oh, okay. Well, bring your money, go bowling, fucker. Okay.
So you got to pay for stuff for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going bowling, you got to pay for your own bowling and all that shit. Yeah. So it kind of is like Big Brothers, Little Brothers, or whatever the fuck it's called, where. Which, by the way, do they do background checks in those people?
Dude, I had to fill out so much paperwork for this shit.
Did you? Okay, that makes sense.
It asked me some random-ass questions.
If you mix yellow and blue together, what color do you get? Wait, no, yellow and green.
It was like, so have you... Oh, what was it? It was something random. One question defeated the purpose of the other one. It's like, have you ever bought, like, people off the internet or something like that?
Wow, aggressive.
And I was like, okay. It was like, have you ever committed any sexual acts with a minor? And I was like, no. Oof. And then it was like, have you ever solicited somebody for sex on the internet that was a minor? I was like,
oh, you're like, good thing it said minor in there, because otherwise,
yeah. I was like, all those DMs. Yeah, all those webcams, the random webcam sites I go, where it's just dicks. No, but it was like really intense stuff. It was like, have you ever bought, like, not people? It was like something random, like I think people off the internet or something. I was like, what kind of questions are these?
Can you imagine if you're the guy looking at the paperwork and you see a yes on that check mark? You're like, what?
Yeah,
what's
man.
Going on with this guy?
Yeah, and it was like, have you ever been convicted of of like a felony. And I was like, no.
But I mean, wouldn't you have had to fill out a lot of that paperwork already with your current job?
But I guess this is a separate part from the other job. So
everybody's always like, what the fuck are these weirdos doing?
Like, get on it.
Man, I think it's just odd. I think it's odd. Like, imagine being the guy who's like, oh yeah, no, I've done all these things. You should fuck with them. You should have just said yes to all of them. And have you like, we need to talk to you, Ruben. Or you're like, oh, I'm dyslexic. I usually pick no, but yeah, you pick yes.
Probably would work.
Yeah, then you go the opposite.
Yeah, well, I've had a fingerprints clearance card, so like,
for a while?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're good. So
that's the way to go, dog. Just be like, hey, I'm just prank them and be like, I'm dyslexic, and instead of yes, I put no, or no, I put yes.
Look, I'm on Reddit, and so that's kind of like the light dark web. Does that count?
Reddit's weird, man. I'm not a fan of Reddit.
Dude, I've been watching people. So I was like, there wasn't too many ghosts in Alien. I saw an Alien Top 10 Countdown video with aliens last week. I was like, this is okay. But there wasn't too many ghosts and shit videos popping off. I was like, I'm underwhelmed. And then there's like a 30-minute documentary about ghosts I could have watched. I was like, I don't know if I'm into that. I'm like, what else is going on YouTube, you know? Sometimes you got to expand. You got to get out of your niche, right?
Okay. What'd you look up?
Then I remember this one dude who was on this documentary about ghosts I was watching. I guess he normally does reviews about tech and stuff. And then he, for some reason, bought a divot box off the dark web.
What the fuck is a divot box?
So apparently a divot box is something that a witch trapped a ghost in, a spirit in, right? And they seal it up with wax.
It's like that one time the Master Roshi tried capturing Piccolo in the rice cooker.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking like that, right? Okay. So it's a wood box. And then they seal it up with wax. And so this dude, one, was like, fuck, it's the dark web. Let me buy this shit from the dark web. And I was like, okay, well, I guess that's where he fucked up the first time he went on dark web. Two, he was like, let me buy this haunted thing from the dark web because it's a spirit probably in there. So he was like, fuck it. I don't think it's real. Let me buy it. So he buys it, right? And then if that's not enough, because you're like, it could be fake. What? It might be fake. You know, there's tons of shit that's fake, right? So he buys it. He opens up the package. On top of the package, there's a note on there from, like, the witch who made it. It literally says, yo, I'm a witch who made this thing. I practice the dark arts. Don't open this fucking box, yo. I put a spirit in this bitch. Now, I don't know if it's a good spirit or a bad spirit. It's a fucking spirit. Don't fucking open the box. And I was like, well, shit, man. I mean, at this point, don't open the fucking box, bro. When the witch is like, look, fucker, don't open this box. Shit's gonna get crazy. I was like, dude, don't tell me you open this box. So he got one of those, it's called an EMF detector, what they use to find electric signals to see if a ghost is around.
Yeah, I've seen that on the ghost shows or whatever.
Yeah. So he starts moving it around, right? And he's like doing around the table so you can see there's nothing there. So he puts it to the box. It looks kind of like as big as this little recorder. So he puts it next to that recorder or to the box. That shit starts going crazy. And so he moves it and nothing. And so he moves it to it again and it goes crazy. And so he's like, what the fuck, man? So he's like, I wonder if it's just like the nails in there or something. And so he starts moving around. And it's going crazy, and he's moving a little bit this way. It's going crazy. So he's like, fuck it, I'm going to cut it open. And so he cuts the wax around open, and the thing's still going off. It's like beeping crazy. And as soon as he opens it, the thing, the meter stops. It starts making noise. And inside it's like a little salt crystal. Because apparently that's what witches use to capture spirits.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're trying to purify the spirit or something. I don't know. I don't know about the witch shit. That's out of my realm of knowledge. Ask me some shit about aliens. I got that. But witch shit, It's a little bit much. So then he's like, huh, that's weird. It's not making noise. It's like, well, I guess maybe the salt thing was making it go off, but like salt doesn't conduct electricity, so that wouldn't be it. He's like, that's weird. And so then he's like, huh, that's weird. And then he has a camera on him, and then you see like he has a picture in his background, and then it like starts moving a bit. He's like, what the fuck? And then like the whole picture falls down. And then he's like, yeah, that was fucking weird. And then he's like,
shit.
And then he's like, okay. He's like, so he goes to check it. And it's like, the picture was like, I guess, hung up, you know, pretty good. And so he's like, okay, this fucking weird. And he's like, all right, I'm starting to feel weird. Like, I'm starting to feel really weird. And so he turns the camera off. And like the next one is him like driving away. He's like, yeah, I'm going to stay at my brother's for next week. Because this shit's, he goes, as soon as I turn the camera off, he goes, it felt too weird in there. He goes, felt like somebody was watching me. He goes, I ain't doing this shit. And now you can say it's fake or not, but fucking don't buy boxes off the dark web. What the fuck's wrong with you people?
I wonder how much you paid. Did he say how much you paid?
No, he didn't say. That same dude apparently also ordered, because you can also order dark web mystery boxes that you can buy in Bitcoin. And it's a mystery box. You know how I get mystery boxes? Like, you see me when I go to Hot Topic and you get one and you're like, oh, it comes with a Funko Pop.
Right.
And some fucking random knickknacks, right?
What comes in a mystery box from the dark web?
I'm glad you asked me. Because that's what I was researching. So you can get, sometimes you get good ones, man. You get some great shit.
What's a good one?
You get electronics. You get like a TV. You get a Switch. Nintendo Switch. You get a PlayStation
4. How much are these boxes?
I don't know, different prices.
Okay.
Like one dude got a, supposedly a werewolf. I don't know.
What the fuck? You get a giant crate that's like running aggressive. Yeah, you got a giant crate
in the backyard. And it was fucking, it had to be like $2,000. How are you going to ship that? Like, so it's as big as that fucking
wood crate and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And people were like, all right, dude, you're doing too much. Like, the people were like, that's fake. That's fake. And so he started opening it, and then he was like, oh, it's making noise. It's like, it's fucking,
I call bullshit on this channel.
And then he put a, this was another channel, but then he put a camera on there, and then he's like, oh, yeah, right here, you can see it jumped out, and it ran away. And I was like,
I call bullshit.
And everybody else was like, there ain't nothing there, bro. Like, you see, like, kind of a shadow. That could have been a fucking tree, man. Like, come the fuck down.
So, you get sucked into that shit, dog.
It's kind of interesting. But yeah, so those were the good ones. Now the bad ones, ask me what the bad ones going to have.
What are the bad ones?
Stuff from murders, random chemicals.
Can you imagine getting something and you're like, oh, I just got it on my hand. I don't know what this liquid is. And all of a sudden it starts eating through your hand and shit. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, apparently this one dude got a syringe. And then he just put his fucking hand in there willy-nilly, and it poked him. And he's like, oh, that poked me. He's like, yeah, my finger's starting to feel numb. I got to go to the ER.
That's not good.
Yeah, man.
Fuck that, dude. It reminds me of that scene in Saw. Remember that scene in Saw where that dude put a fucking ton of used needles inside this pit, and they had to get the key or some shit? And they're like, nobody wanted to go in the pits of some asshole through one of the girls down there. And like the whole scene is her just trying to get to the key, but all the needles just jabbing her everywhere. Man, that scene was fucking dark.
Yeah, man. So pretty much that.
But Saw movies are good for a little bit. And then they're just like, all right, man, you're trying too hard.
But yeah, man. So that's what shit you can get. And then apparently one dude was, he ordered a mystery box and it was just.
You're like, it was a beautiful woman. Got to keep her.
No. Apparently it was like he just opened up and it was pictures of him from the day before.
Okay, now that shit would freak me the fuck out. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to keep an eye on everybody around me.
Yeah, it was like pictures of him from his window.
That's fucking weird. But I call bullshit on that, right? Like,
dark web, man.
Fuck all that noise.
Shit gets crazy. Don't. You go looking for shit. Shit finds you.
I mean, I can imagine people trolling you on that. Like, you get a package and it's just a box of human shit.
Yeah, man.
Like, I could see that. Fuck all that noise, though. I don't want any of that drama.
Yeah, man. So, long story short, don't fucking be buying random shit like that. What the hell's wrong with you people?
I'm just picturing like a werewolf and shit. He's like, oh, I'm just going to choose to open this only at midnight in a full moon. That's the only time I'm going to open this crate.
Yeah, man. It's random when they do shit like that. But
dude, hey. These hybrid cars are so fucking quiet. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like they have no balls or something.
It's like it's like something slip and sliding on the road. It's crazy quiet.
I'll show you how to slip and slide on the road.
That's crazy. Anyways.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah. I just came back from Popeye's, though. I got to get me some chicken.
Did you get actual chicken or did you get the chicken sandwich?
Dude, nobody has fucking chicken sandwiches. Nobody. Not even that place. I told you I went over there the other day, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we average like 60-something chicken sandwiches a day. And after that Chick-fil-A bullshit, they did like 300-something sandwiches. They don't have them anymore. Like, you and I were enjoying that motherfucker for, like, 2 months before all this bullshit came out. We didn't even know it was, like, exclusive. Like, it wasn't out anywhere except here, apparently. And I'm over here, like, eating chicken sandwiches like a motherfucker. I'm like, these are good, man. How come nobody's eating these things? And then all of a sudden, everybody's eating these motherfuckers now. I can't even get any anymore.
Nope. We should grab some, put some in some Tupperware, vacuum sealed a few of those bitches. Be rich as hell right now.
Sound like $30 a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Even their mother is like trying to get those fucking sandwiches. I think they have some in the mornings, maybe if you're lucky, but I'm not getting up for chicken sandwiches. Fuck all that noise. But no, I had regular chicken. But did you hear? I went to California, right? I stopped by on the way home to get some energy drinks and I was like, I should get some food. I stopped by, they had a fucking sign at the door. They're like, we don't have any chicken sandwiches.
Damn, man.
Yeah. This is in the middle of freaking nowhere. Like a little podunk town in the middle of nowhere. I was like, geez. I'm like, couldn't you just take some of the tenders and just put two tenders in there and just make it work? Right?
But you, while you're over there at that Popeye, you should have been like, well, since you don't got any chicken sandwiches, I better give you some of the dick.
is that what I should do?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But like, here you go. Have some of the sloppy.
Oh, Jesus. sloppy. Ugh. That sounds unappealing every way. Which way?
Get this moppy toppy.
Did did I hear about that story about that guy who I almost don't want to put my shoulder on this wall. Did you hear the story about that guy in Texas? He went to a Popeyes and they're like, oh sir, we're out of chicken sandwiches, and he pulled out a gun on him and he's like, no, I want a chicken sandwich, and they're like, no, we're out, like we can't even make you one if we wanted to. And he's like, oh, okay. And I guess he just put his gun away. And he's like, all right, whatever. I'll just get something else. And, like, the police are looking for him now because, you know, he pulled a gun on somebody. I'm like, only in fucking Texas and Florida would someone just pull out a gun for a fucking chicken sandwich. Shit is not that serious. It's good. Not that good.
There's two places I don't want to go. One, Texas.
Why not Texas, dog?
You just told me why.
Because everybody's carrying guns? Because Texas... bust a cap in your ass?
I don't know, man. Texas... It seems like a lot of ways you can die in Texas. A lot of stupid ways you can die.
Yeah, right. Texas Chainsaw came out of there.
Right. So, and then humidity's terrible over there.
Well, it depends on where you're at, right? But...
And then they got hurricanes and shit.
It's a big fucking state. I think if you look at it, it's like a couple of our states worth of property.
Right.
It's fucking huge.
Florida, I don't know about that either.
I'm not trying to fuck with alligators.
They got a lot of stuff they can kill you too. I'm trying to avoid stuff where things can kill me. Like I know stuff can kill me here, right? But it's stuff you can see coming.
Not really, dude. You're gonna fuck with a bark scorpion, you're fucked. Those things are tiny. They're like brown. You can't really see them. I killed that one the last week or whatever. That's not a bark scorpion. That's a regular one. That one's fine. If that one stung me, I'd be like, I'm a little lightheaded, but I'm good, right? I'm good.
You're just going to squeeze the venom bark out?
Yeah, fucking suck it out like a goddamn man. But a fucking bark scorpion.
That you're just going to nut it out?
My body will automatically push it out like a goddamn man.
Right,
I'm going to pee it out like fucking alcohol. You know? But... a bark scorpion, I think when that motherfucker stings you, like, it you get necrosis, I think.
Yeah, so it decays
where
everything.
It's like, just starts destroying your fucking tissue. That's disgusting. Have you ever seen those pictures on Google? But, yeah, and I hear you, though. I mean, there's nothing crazy out here unless you get up north and then you piss off a bobcat or something. And then I feel like, how big are bobcats? Bobcats are little ones, right?
You can probably take one.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, bobcat, I think, is the biggest cat I can get away with.
Because after that, you fucking mountain lion, fucking dead, bro.
And don't get me wrong, man. If a bobcat goes for my face and gets my eyes, I'm pretty much fucked. But these motherfuckers are 20 pounds. Yeah, man, I'll grab that little motherfucker by the leg and just slam him down. Just fucking, just, was that like fucking Hulk when he grabbed Loki and he just fucking slammed him from one side to the other? That's what I'll do with a bobcat. I'm not worried about a bobcat.
Eat that meat.
And I'll probably eat him, just out of, not because I want to, just out of disrespect. Just be like, fuck you, trying to fuck with me. But a bobcat's as big as it gets. Because at 19 pounds, that motherfucker's going to be fast.
We got to do one there for fast. Super happy fun time is, we got to go to Tucson.
Fight a bobcat.
No. We got to go to Tucson in the little jungle that's like 4 miles by 4 miles or something like that. And they got that jaguar down there. We got to go hunt that jaguar.
A jaguar? Dude, those things are big.
We got to fully gear up. Like we're Arnold Schwarzenegger in the first Predator movie. Got to gear up. And we're going to go into its territory and we're going to kill that jaguar, son. It's all black, though.
Big,
it's
dude.
All black. And it's a rainforest. It's a legit rainforest.
Stupid Google's telling me the jaguar football team. I don't give a fuck about the football. Come on. Give me the cat. Jaguar. Maybe I'm spelling it wrong.
Hey, I'm putting a G. Let's bring me a picture of George Bush.
Yeah, no, fuck that, dude. We're dead, all right? This motherfucker, all right? A large adult jaguar is anywhere from 120 pounds to 210 pounds. Motherfucker can
210
be 210
pounds?
210, dog.
That's fucking you right now.
That's, well, less than me, but yeah, man. Or more than me, yeah. Yeah, dude, and this thing is fast, all right? It's way faster than I am, like at 110 pounds right now. Like, these things are fast. That's why tigers are so scary, dude. Tiger, here we go. Tigers. Male tiger can be anywhere from 200 to 670 pounds. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. Have you ever seen those videos of lions or tigers when they jump up to get some meat in there and they're literally jumping four times their height?
Yeah.
That's 670 and pounds the, jumping
yeah,
four times their fucking
height. And they're doing it from like a
height.
Dead standstill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why nobody gives no respect to fucking tigers. They can be anywhere for up to 670 pounds, while male lions are around 420. Fucking high-ass lions. 420.
Bitch,
motherfuckers.
Bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody gives no respect to tigers. And everybody's like, oh, lions are king of the jungle. Yeah, I guess, bitch. But until a fucking tiger moves in, you're fucked.
Fuck, man. That's crazy. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, you're not surviving a jaguar. Plus, those motherfuckers are sneaky, and they stalk you.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be
like
the
a ninja.
Ultimate happy
shit.
Fun time.
Shit.
It's all black. It's
not
all
surviving.
Black jaguar. All black. It's gonna be like we're fighting Predator.
Dude, we're not surviving, man. That's like going up against T'Challa and shit. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go fight T'Challa in his world. Fuck all that.
Look, all right, we'll make it more even. We'll have one gun and it has one bullet each.
How good of a shot do you think you are? I'm better off letting you be the bait. I'm like, I got it, dog.
Yeah, we gotta do something, man.
That's what we do. You give me both bullets, and then I'm like, you're gonna go out there as a bait. I'm just gonna sit there, and I'm just gonna wait for something to go after you. And then when something goes after you, you try to be as limp as you can so I don't take you out with that cat. It's the only way it's gonna happen.
And yeah, that's gonna get me and be like, oh damn, I got you. I was over here busting a nut on this tree.
I was like, sorry, dog.
I saw this sexy-ass tree.
I couldn't figure out how to load the gun properly. My bad. Stand still. Let him eat you for a little bit. I'll come over there.
I saw a sexy-ass tree over here.
Nah, man. Fuck all that noise.
Oh, yeah, man.
Jaguars are big. Those are big cats. That's what I'm saying. Bobcat, 20-pound cat, it's going to fuck you up. You're going to bleed. You're going to bleed. For sure. For sure. But I'm thinking, if I can grab that little fucker from the neck or from my like a tail or something and just slam him on the ground over and over like the Hulk, I'll be fine.
If
he's crazy, if he's like a monkey, see, that's why you want to fuck with the monkey, because monkeys are strong as shit, and they go for your vital organs, or they go for your eyes, or your fucking asshole and shit, or your nuts. They go for crazy shit.
Okay, the nuts makes more sense. The asshole, I was like, what?
Maybe I'm wrong about that one.
They bend you over, they grab your asshole?
They try to tear you out from the inside.
The fuck is this, Mortal Kombat?
No, you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of predator animals, like cheetahs and shit. They start eating from the asshole. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But chimps are fucked up because they'll poke your eyes like they'll try to rip out your balls and shit. Chimps are savages.
Right. Okay, that's better. I was like, I don't know what Discovery Channel you're watching. Fucking bend you open their whole fist in your ass.
There's some gay people out there somewhere right now being like, oh my God, we're going to meet a chimp. Let me see. I'll have your
Lance,
have
a bigger Lance, chimp. Where do we get chimps?
Aww.
Chimp. Go to the dark web.
Have you ever seen those that show where it was like human versus animal? And they had like a human doing some shit up against an animal. It was like one time I saw like an orangutan doing tug of war against a guy or whatever. And I was just like, first of all, that guy's trying his hardest to knock that orangutan out. That orangutan is kind of trying and he's holding his own. Like, there's a point where he would like let go of the rope and he's like, oh, one-handed and shit. And that guy's over there breaking fucking veins, getting hernias and shit. And the fucking chimpanzee's like, oh shit, we're playing. He just like grabs a rope and he's like,
fucking play with his dick.
It'd be cool if you could like really talk to a chimp or a gorilla or something and be like, I need you to really try. And then just see what they can really do. Because you know those motherfuckers are strong as shit. Dude, a male chimp is anywhere from 88 to 130 pounds.
Damn.
I bet you that's the equivalent of like a 300-pound man in strength. Little fucking chimp. That's crazy. How much can a chimpanzee lift? Okay. Because we've had a powerlifting chimpanzee test his might. Consider that a large human can bench press 250 pounds. If the 5 to 8 times figure were true, that would make a large chimpanzee capable of bench pressing 1 ton. Dude.
1 ton?
Dude. You're not going to fuck with the chimpanzee, man. What kind of stupid question is this, science? Check this out. StupidLifeScience.com asks this stupid-ass question. Who would win, human versus chimp in a wrestling match? Who the fuck do you think would win?
I mean, what if I get him in a rear naked? If I sweep the... Like, what if Khabib is fighting the monkey?
The question is, you got to make sure that monkey's not going to bite. Because the moment you try getting a rear naked choke on a monkey, he's going to fucking rip your arm off.
Yeah.
And I'm not confident that a monkey that can bench press 1 ton can't just grab your bitch ass arm and just yank it down and just fucking
rip your arm down.
No way, dude. 1 ton? That's a fully grown human can only do 100, 250 pounds average, right? Chimpanzee, you got to imagine, averages 1 ton, right? They assume. That means that there's chimps that are probably stronger than that.
So, I got chimps just throwing Honda Civics at me?
You might. You ever seen that video I think it's like a chimp, orangutan or some shit. And it's like, it's trying to do something and it like rips a fucking door open from a fucking car. It's trying to get to like its kid inside the car or some shit. I don't know how this happened, but I just remember hearing about it where it literally just rips the fucking door out of the car. I'm like, what? What? Fuck all that noise. Chimpanzees, gorillas, chimpanzees, all that
You're
shit.
You're right, we
Fuck
should
that.
Kill them all. Hey man, is the rainforest still on fire?
It's Brazil?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe all those positive tweets really stopped the fire from burning.
That's what I thought it would do.
You know, all those retweets really helped.
It has to help.
He equated all the positivity in the world.
It has to, man. That's what they do. That's why I sent it out. That's why I retweeted.
I'll take your word for it, dog. I don't know. I don't watch the news, so I'm guessing that's the case.
Yeah, man. Were you like me when you were young and inexperienced in the ladies? And did you assume that whenever girls got together, just, you know, at their house or whatever, for like sleepovers and shit, that they were all just banging each other?
I don't think I assumed that, but you almost fantasize about it. You're like, well, this has got to be going down, right?
So I was talking to Black Mystery Girl. She was hanging out with her friends. I'm like, oh. I was like, what'd you guys do? She's like, oh, nothing. We're just talking about different things. I'm like, oh, what were you talking about? Like, oh, nothing, just talking about work and our boyfriends and all the different shit we do. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, so you guys didn't, you know, massage each other's titties? And she's like, you're stupid. That's not what we do. I'm like, well, shit, you're ruining my fantasy. Okay.
She just told me yes. That we have something to think about tonight.
Yeah, I was like, all right. She's like, that's not what we do. We don't do that when we get together. I'm like, well, I mean, that's what I assume. That's what every dude kind of assumes when you're together. You're like, especially if you're going to each other's house, we're just assuming you're all buck-ass naked before you go out. You just start buck-ass naked for some reason. And then you're like, oh, my God, Nancy, you look so good in this. Put it on, and then you just guys just get dressed from there. And then, I don't know, one of you falls down in between all those boobs, and you just start sucking on things. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just saying something like that occurs.
It's, look, I am a positive person, I like to think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my mind, statistics show that at some point, at some time, that has happened.
Right.
Probability states
right.
that at some point that's happened.
Right.
Right. So exactly. Why not? Why can't it be with your girl?
Exactly.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Why not?
Exactly.
Keep hope alive,
that's
my friend.
That's why.
Keep hope alive.
That's why I have HD GoPros installed in our room for shit like this.
Does she like tell you to turn them off whenever you come inside? Whenever you go there? You're like, don't turn those on. You're like, look, the red lights mean that they're charging.
Yeah.
Okay.
That means it's off mode. That's security mode.
Security.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, man. That's what every guy thinks. That's just some chimp shit. It's like,
what do you think that comes from? You think that's like porn?
Probably. I think that's just been that way since like probably like 1300s, man. Probably fucking in.
You're like, all the wenches are together getting ready.
Yeah, man. You're fucking out there.
You must be fucking up there.
Yeah. Fucking
give
in
me
your,
the Jameson.
Fucking on the fucking Mayflower, and they're like, oh, can't wait to get to back to the colonies. I bet Betty and Samantha had been missing us. I bet they're in their bosoms together. Yeah, man. It's just fucking.
I could just do. Can you imagine like that time frame? I've been reading a lot of the Witcher books, and it's all set in like medieval kind of thing. And you know, you read that shit or watch that shit on TV or movies or whatever, and you're like, ah, man, that'd be kind of cool, just walk around with swords and shit and fuck some shit up, right? But then you start thinking about it. I'm like, first of all, deodorant's not a thing,
right?
Showers are few and far in between. People are like sleeping in dirt and shit. People didn't have indoor plumbing or fucking running water. So that means that people were probably taking shits everywhere. People weren't very clean. People were probably just throwing buckets of shit out into the fucking streets.
Right.
Like, all that shit is disgusting, right?
Right.
So all that is multiplied when you're talking about times if you're on a boat like the fucking Mayflower.
Right.
Dude, if you're fucking on the Mayflower, someone's getting something.
Right.
All right, you're getting sick. You get an infection. I mean, you might not survive that fucking boat ride.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, if you fucked on the Mayflower, you got to assume that was your last fucking fuck ever.
There's no wipies. There's no.
No, you're not.
It's probably a collection of very little amount of clean water available. I can't imagine those people were taking showers weekly.
No.
How long did it take for the fucking whatchamacallit to get across?
I think like 4 months.
Oh.
Hey, man, it's a fucking journey.
Man, you gotta love Google, man, answering all these questions all the time.
See, that's why the fantasies, you have to think of fucking Hilda and Megan fucking back home in the colonies. Just like, oh, yeah, I bet they got a nice ham, and then they're hamming each other. You know, you gotta keep that fantasy going. Give you something to live for.
I guess, man.
But see, women do it too. They just won't admit it.
What do you mean?
Women fantasize about shit like that all the time. They're like, oh, what if some fucking Superman looking dude just comes into Starbucks and bends me over in the restroom right now? Like, oh, won't that be amazing?
You think that happens often?
No, but they saw it on TV one time, so they're just like, oh, it might happen. It happened on that one Netflix show, so it might happen. Did you find an answer?
I'm still looking. It's giving me very specific facts about the fucking trip. By the time the pilgrims left England, they had already been living on board the ships for nearly a month and a half. The voyage itself across the Atlantic Ocean took 66 days. Does that include the month they were already living there? No, I guess not, right? Yeah. So that means that the trip took 66 days.
3 months.
And they were already there a month and a half. So that's like over 100 days on a fucking
Four
boat.
Months.
Dude, those people must have smelled great.
Yeah, man, I told you.
So I mean, man, like ultimately, all that shit is nice when you're watching it in movies and stuff, but it probably wasn't a great time to live. We're probably living in the best time, right?
Right.
Right? Like the fact that we could just sit here and talk on a fucking device in the middle of Starbucks and not be worried about getting our heads cut off or fucking shot.
Probably good.
Or the fact that we could just Google something and automatically know something within 30 seconds of our curiosity. I mean, we're probably living in the best time. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's people on somewhere on the other side of this, somewhere on this planet that aren't doing as good. But what I'm saying is, for the most part.
Yeah, man. There you go. That's what I'm just saying. Fantasies. See, people think some, they always want some, women probably want some Witcher-looking dude to just be like, oh, my lady, you need some of this dragon dick.
He just named it.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how good it is. Just high level.
Want some of this wolf dick. This witcher dick. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. I'm not a female, so I don't know what female fantasies are. Probably some vampire shit. I don't know.
From what I gather from my shit. Time of talking with women, it seems like most of their fantasies is like, it's not just sexual in nature. It's a combination of sexual and also emotional. Like the spontaneity and the thing of like having somebody kind of woo you in a way, but also the sexual, because they also need that fucking passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely way different than men. Like men are just visually stimulated. We're like, man, it's a good looking car. You're like, that's a badass car.
Yeah, but what if there was a bitch on it?
But women are like... Right. Here's the example of my shitty example. My shitty example is a guy will look at a car and be like, man, that's a fucking badass car. That thing is sexy, right? Well, a woman, her version of that is like she needs to see that car and then she needs to picture herself in that car and then think about the fantasize about the things she would do with that car. And she's like, oh, I'm going to plan a trip to whatever, whatever. And me and my girlfriend, like then that's what they're into is the fantasy of the whole thing. Sometimes you got to, anyways, I'm like, I'll stop there. I ain't going to give nobody tips. But anyways. Yeah, that's the difference between men and women.
Okay. There you go.
Education.
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 Right? Same. Don't ruin my fantasy about lesbians. If I want to assume you're scissoring, just let me assume it.
Let a guy have his fantasy.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to do a quick rundown, dog, of all the shows I've watched and I recommend, or what I think about them.
All right, go for it.
Punisher Season 2. Great show. Watch it. Jessica Jones Season 3. 2 is good. 3 is dog shit. I started watching that show Euphoria. It's a terrible, terrible show. And nobody should be watching that fucking terrible, messy, just nasty feeling show. Don't ever watch it. Luke Cage. I said that already, right? What else did I watch? Luke Cage Season 2 is good. I've watched some other stuff. Oh, You. It's a show on Netflix. It's the guy from My Gossip Girl.
Chase Crawford?
No. The guy with the curly hair. Black hair. Dated the blonde chick for a while.
Chase Crawford?
Thought Chase was the jock pretty boy guy.
Yeah.
No, the other guy.
Ed Westwick? No. Gossip Girl. The actual Gossip Girl.
I don't know. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. But that guy, and he's like a kind of psychotic dude. That show was okay if you're into some dark shit. It's basically like a murder mystery, but you're following the murder. It's kind of weird. I might have ruined some shit for you guys. But anyways, that's okay if you're into some weird shit. I kind of keep on Friends every once in a while just to watch some lighthearted shit. That's Friends is always good.
We got to go to the... they're having it at the movies. Let's go.
What?
Friends. like 20-year anniversary or some shit like that.
What is it, like a movie?
No, they're showing 6 episodes of Friends.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Showing 6 episodes of Friends at the movies for one day. I think you get like a shirt or something.
Really? That's random as fuck.
Right.
That's really random.
Yeah.
And I think that's all I've watched for a while. I've been playing a lot of Neo. Since I can't fucking do some shit right now. But yeah, that's about it, dog. That's my shows. Gone through a lot of seasons and a lot of different shit. Can't think of anything where I'm like, ah, you gotta really see this thing. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, man. Run through a lot of fucking...
I run through a lot of shit, dog. I run through a lot of shows. Netflix and Amazon can't keep up with me. Because I'm multitask. So as I'm doing something, I'm having it in the background. So if I'm working on my car, have it in the background. If I'm fucking, I don't know, tinkering with some project, have it in the background. If I'm cooking, have it in the background.
Give you the thing for Titans. So you watch that. Fuck.
Yeah. Knock that out. Have it in the background. I'm fucking around, dog. I multitask.
Yeah.
I give you shit the done.
Thing for DC Universe so you can watch Titans. Doom Patrol is good. Titans Season 2 just came out, but they're only showing one episode a week. So.
Oh, that's right. They're weird by doing that. Oh, Breaking Bad. I watched Breaking Bad. That's good, but man, it does make you feel a little weird after all the seasons. And the ending isn't great.
You still got HBO Go or no?
No.
Damn.
Why?
Because.
What's on that?
The guy from Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Got a new show. Did you watch Vice Principals?
No, I didn't see that one. Fuck.
That one's good. That one's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
It's funny because all the shit on there, fucking so true. They're principals and they're teachers, so it's fucking... It was fucking hilarious. Everything they go through is fucking spot on accurate. And then now that dude got a new show that he did. It's called Righteous Gemstones.
What the fuck?
Fucking awesome. He is a pastor of a church.
Oh, God. That guy always makes some debaucherous shit.
Yeah, man.
HBO really likes that guy, huh? Yep. They keep giving him shows. Eastbound and Down, was that always an HBO show?
Yep.
That show's still fucking hilarious. Kind of gross. Like, if you're into kind of raunchy shit. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably like it. It's funny. And then he was on what else?
Yeah, that one Vice.
The Vice Principals thing.
And then this one now.
Man, they really like that guy. He's funny. I mean, he's the same guy from... This Is the End? Or is that the other guy? I confused those two guys.
So I think he was on there a few times. So, yeah.
Because the guy from This Is the End was really funny. Really funny.
He was on there, too.
Yeah, he was one of the guys trapped in the house, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But,
All I'm saying, dog. Anyways, and then, that guy's hilarious.
But, yeah, he's...
This Is the End is still one of my funniest movies.
And then, this one's about church and all the church shit. That they do. Fucking spot on, man.
Really? All that drama?
Yeah. Fucking hilarious. He has a wife, and his wife is like... His wife starts saying something, and he's like... She's like, you don't talk for me, and I can do whatever I want. He's like... And then she's like, oh, hold on. She's like, do I get permission to talk, babe? He's like, yeah, you can talk. Because, you know, in there, they got to be...
You should forward that to your pastor and be like, you should watch this show.
He'd be like, yeah, that's how it is.
He's like, my wife better not be stepping up.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. You got to know your place. You know your place, woman.
I guess, dog.
Yeah, man. All the shit's so funny. And then, if you didn't see Vice, they have the other dude on there who's hilarious with him. You saw that show Justified, right?
Yeah, you know what? I might have seen some of those episodes. Is that the one where he gets a job? I'm trying to remember why he gets a job as a vice backup teacher, right?
Yeah.
And then him are trying to fight for the principal job.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing some of those. And like the guy plays almost like a gay guy.
Yeah.
Not the Eastbound and Down guy, but the other guy. The guy from Justified.
Yeah, that guy's on there too.
The guy from Justified.
He's a great actor.
I can't remember his name. Yeah, he's a really good actor.
Yeah,
dude.
Man.
He's in something too, and I'm just like, wow, he's really good. And his character was in.
He's a Sons of Anarchy.
He was in Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. That's a good show up until season four.
I like how we said that at the same time.
Yeah, well, it's true. The he's also the main bad guy in the first Tomb Raider game, which is fucking random. You're just like, wow. It's like literally him. Like his face and everything. It's like, wow, okay. He's in something else where I think he plays like some transvestite guy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Is it Sons of Anarchy? Yeah, I remember seeing that and I was like, Jesus, this guy's got a range on him.
Yeah, man. He's a good actor. Walton Goggles. Something like that.
I remember seeing him and I was like, great.
I've seen a lot of shit he's in.
He's a good actor.
Just Right is good.
He's about to be in something soon, right?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, he was in Ant-Man, too.
He was in Ant-Man. That's right. That guy pops out and I'm like, oh, shit, I know that guy.
Yeah, on here he's playing an old Southern pastor, so it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's got good accents,
too. It's funny because all the pastors on here, they all keep cussing like we do. Damn.
Get out of here, cricket.
Got that breath, son.
You know what I'm saying, dog? You fuck around.
Fuck, let them ladies know. There's a cricket like an inch away from him. He blew on it. That fucking cricket went 2 feet back.
You know what I'm saying, dog?
Destroyed.
You gotta let people know what's up.
Fuck.
Walton Goggins, yeah. He's a weird looking dude, but he's a good actor.
Great actor, man.
What's he? Sons of Anarchy, Justified, Vice Principals.
Yeah.
The Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah, Hateful Eight.
The Unicorn. I don't know what the fuck that is. The Django Unchained.
Yeah. If you need a Southern guy, that's the man to talk to.
That guy's got a good accent, man. I was surprised.
The Shield. That's when I first saw him, The Shield.
He's in the Tomb Raider movie, too?
Yeah, he's in the Tomb Raider movie. He's a bad guy in the Tomb Raider movie.
Huh.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, the game. There's literally a movie called Deep State. He's in that movie.
You're stupid.
I'm just saying, dog. Deep State. I could take that somebody.
You're gonna watch it, be like, "That's not what I thought."
This is not in the this is not behind the bead curtains in the line of the movie store.
I've seen deeper states.
The Crow. He's in The Crow, apparently.
Oh, the new one.
2000. Anyways, I'm going hella back here.
Yeah, man, The Shield. You gotta watch The Shield. Have you seen The Shield?
No.
Fuck, that's a fire show.
I'm not like super into those shows, man, where it's all like crime based and all that shit. I'm like, whatever.
It's that's basically, it's pretty much Breaking Bad, except with some cops. And the cops don't really do cop shit.
Did you end up watching Breaking Bad?
No.
Hi. Breaking Bad is okay, man. It's hard to kind of get through because it gets dark. It gets dark. You almost feel bad for that guy. And you're almost rooting for him. Kind of like The Sopranos. But you know what? The Sopranos, you watch The Sopranos and you root for that guy. You're like, you're like, oh, man, I know that guy just killed a whole bunch of people, but
they probably deserved it.
He's a family guy.
They probably deserved it.
It was weird how that show made you feel good for that guy. You're like, oh, man, he just broke her deal and his family kind of hates him. But, you know, he's doing it for the family.
Sounds like a bunch of douches.
Huh?
His family was a bunch of douches, man.
Yeah, well, you know, mafia.
Have you seen Boardwalk Empire?
I tried getting into that, man. It's like 4 episodes, and I was like, oh, this is hard to get into.
Dude, that's a lot of talking, but it's good.
It's a lot of talking. I'm just like, wow, man, this is nothing's happening here. It's just a lot of talking. I tried, but I was like, man, this is too hard. It was definitely one of those shows where I couldn't keep it in the background.
Oh, no, that's not one of those.
No, I had to look back and I was like, what's going on? I'm lost here. I'm trying to play Darksiders as it's going on in the background. I'm like, I'm trying to get this chest over here. What's going on in this show?
Oh, man, somebody left you a comment on your Darksiders video.
Where were they like, this is the most epic write-up ever on how to beat this game?
No, they're like, your videos suck.
Oh, assholes. You know what the problem is, man? Some of those pro gamer guys, they literally, what they'll do is that they'll play like a couple hours into the game. And then they'll redo it for video. So that means they got the movements and they've got all the shit down, right? That wasn't the case for me when I did that Darksiders videos. Because I literally got it that night when we went like at midnight to pick it up from GameStop. And I got home and I recorded like 2 hours of gameplay. Well, I wasn't good at the game.
Yeah, well,
I didn't get an advanced copy like some of these douchebags do on YouTube.
Well, I was going to be like, well, you're the one who sucks, dude. You're watching a 5-year-old video.
Should be like, hey, bro, fork the cash over for a newer game.
Yeah,
Part 3 is out. Might want to invest in that one.
Yeah, I was like, you should go get the definitive edition, cheap ass.
That was the cool thing about that channel, your gaming channel, is that we could just talk shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, somebody was like, man, you guys suck. We'd be like, your mom sucks.
That's what I'm going to do. I was like, it's too early in the morning for me to be telling people off.
Yeah, people are just salty,
I'm trying to
dog.
Figure out how I can put that GIF I just sent you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you do GIFs on YouTube.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, man. Do you ever fucking do anything with that channel anymore? Stop putting up some videos, dog. You got a PS4. Can you automatically stream videos from that or some shit?
I might be able to. That's a good question. I probably just have to do some commentary.
You need to sync it up. You got a computer that can do all this shit now. You just do. Bullshitting. You just about that bullshit.
I actually have I've been playing that Mortal Kombat, son, with Brave Star. Fucking. Yeah,
that's exactly what that is. When I saw the spirits and shit, like the animal spirits, I was like, these motherfuckers literally just copied Brave Star. Brave Star is the most...
Tell them what Brave Star is.
Brave Star is a cartoon from, what, the 70s?
It might be the 80s.
Where it literally follows this native guy, all right? He's in outer space. Right. Like, he's on a desert planet, like natives would have probably habitated in right. here, right?
Before the white man took it over.
Right. So it's like desert space, and he's going up against desert-like aliens right. that are all using kind of guns like back in the day.
Right.
But because this guy is a stereotypical, this is like a very racist show, he literally does all the stuff. Like, his dad is the guy he goes smoke freaking peyote with in some random-ass cave. And then his dad, like, gives him guidance. Like, just stereotypical native shit. And then he goes and he's, like, the sheriff of this alien spaceship town that looks like an old deserty town. And then these aliens are always up to no good. And sometimes in order to beat them, he needs to, like, summon different animal spirits in order to give them power. So, like
the
cheetah
the
will fucking... Yeah, the cheetah will give him speed, and the bear will give him strength. I can't remember what the fucking wolf does. The eagle will let him see better, I think. Like, it's super fucking, like, just racist shit. I'm like, in the 80s, man, there was no PC culture. It was like, nah, man, this guy's... How do you sell that show? You're like, excuse me, Cartoon Network, I have a show for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we should appease our native brothers. And we need to have this in space because space is really popular right now. Thundercats are on. Those eagle things from space that have armor that can fly around in space are on. Yes. You got all kinds of space shit right now. Space is hot. Star Wars just came out. All right,
I like the space thing. Keep going.
So think about this. Magical native guy in space.
I like this. What does he do?
He has magical powers, so he can harness the powers of animals.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting aliens, mm-hmm. but he's also a cowboy.
Right.
Sheriff.
Right. I like it. Sell it. So you're telling me...
He's going to smoke peyote, too.
Perfect. So he's just like any other native I see... Except in space.
In
perfect.
Space.
Natives will love it.
Because
you know, assuming they can afford
like,
TV.
Oh. And then if somebody's angry and they're like, oh, they're making fun of natives. No. This
in
is
space.
An alien. This
in
is
space.
An alien. All
look,
right?
We're empowering your people.
That's an alien bear. That's
alien
why he's giving
bear.
Him powers.
Yeah. It's your
alien
people. Look,
eagle.
It's what you believe in.
That's some racist shit, dog.
Yeah, man.
That's some racist shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. A little bit. My sister walked in and she was like, that's some racist shit there. I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. It might be.
It's bad. It's so bad, it's entertaining. Well, you're like, wow. Wow.
It's like all the Thundercats were black.
Yeah. 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 Which, by the way, what's up with the one Thundercat being black?
They were all black, yo.
No, they weren't all black. For sure, Panthera was black.
Right.
You know how I know? First of all, he's the only one with the weird color skin tone.
He's like, yo, what are we doing today, guys?
Number two, he was the most yoked out of all of them.
He was strong.
He was yoked, okay? Thirdly, all right, who was the voice
he
actor
like, he looked
for
like
fucking...
Terry Crews.
Yeah, he looked like Terry, a purple, bluish Terry Crews.
He's like, yo, guys.
Panthera.
We gonna go fuck up Momra or what?
Panthera act.
And then door. And then this man pulled out his fucking thunder car. It was supposed to be a tank.
It's like a lowrider.
Lowrider. It was fucking Cadillac.
What the fuck was his name? Panthera?
Panthero.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, I cannot do another Thundercats Photoshop. There's been three of them already. Thundercats
names.
I'm trying to, yeah, because I got the name wrong, dude.
Panthero. Panthro.
Panthro. You might be right. Character, here we go. Panthro. Here we go. Panther, dude, come on. Come on.
Dude has so much chains on him. Yo, Panthro. Yo, yo. We're going to fuck up Mummer today.
Played by... Fuck. Yeah, Earl Hyndman. It's a black dude. And then some other dude that might be black, too.
Jeez. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. So he was played by a black dude, looked like a black dude, had off skin compared to all the other Thundercats, which one could argue, you know, all the other Thundercats are different colors. True, true. But Panthers aren't blue. Why does he have to be blue for?
Because the black one is shown.
Let's see. Lion-O was played by...
That could have been a white guy. Chitara was black.
No, okay, Lion-O was played by a white dude, Larry Kenney. All right, they don't get any whiter than that. All right, let's give that to, Tigra. Let's get down to Tigra. My boy Tigra technically should be the king of the jungle, if you ask me, because that boy's swole. He's way heavier than Lion-O. I like how they got the new Tigra picture in Google. Get it together, Google. Nobody cares about this new age one.
Shitty one?
Yeah. Yeah, get that yoked one.
The one from, 2005. That one was pretty good.
Matthew Mercer.
The white guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Chitara.
You want to see if Chitara is played by a white person? TV show played by... Oh, it must be... That must be... This girl's way too young to be the new voice. So it must be this older lady. Lynn Lipton. For sure. White chick.
Mm.
All right. At this point, the only saving grace might be Scarf or Snarf.
So, Panthro, black guy.
It was black, dog. Yeah, man, even Snarf was played by Bob McFadden.
So
this guy looks like Pee Wee Herman, no offense.
So, they're taking down Mumra and the Cadillac.
All right, what about Mumra? If Mumra... People are so tuned out right now. What about Jaga? You think Jaga is a fucking... White person?
No, that's an old black guy.
And the survey says, Earl Hammond. You're right. Old white dude. Kind of looks like the big Jabowski guy. What about Mumra? People are so tuned out right now.
Hey, man. It's important stuff. Race relations. This determines what a Thundercat I can dress up as for Halloween.
Wow, why was that? Why is that?
I want to be racist and dress up as a black one. I'm not black.
Robin Atkin Dowes. White dude.
Wow, man.
Literally, once again.
Wow.
Literally, the only black character on the show that isn't officially black is voiced by a black guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk to me about that bullshit.
Racism in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like there's only one black G.I. Joe.
Yeah, dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That's why people came so hard when it came to Black Panther. People were just like, finally.
Did he have nunchucks?
Huh?
Didn't Panther have nunchucks?
Yeah, he had nunchucks.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What the fuck?
The only worst thing you could have done if you gave him like some fucking... Like 70s funky song when it's his song. That would
have
been
might have. He might have.
That's the worst thing. Like, that's the only last thing you could have done. Like, if you think about it, okay, his cat is a panther, right? Fuck out of here. If you think about it, his cat was the panther, right?
Like Black Panthers.
Like Black Panthers, wow. Back in the 70s. Dude, wow. It's over,
look,
man.
We just,
some racist shit.
Look, we just did some Illuminati shit. We broke it down for you guys.
Do you think that's when the Black Panther was made in Marvel?
Around that same time.
Yeah, it probably makes sense. That's some shit, too. Anyways, that's all I got, man. We just figured out all kinds of shit. Women, racism in 70s cartoons, 80s cartoons. It's very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Yeah, man, we covered a lot. Got these, figured out these
alien
hoes,
shit.
Hoes giving each other titty massages.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Because they're like muscles, but they need to be massaged, right?
Yeah. Their titties get sore. You know, massage them. Or my mouth.
You're like, because it's the softest way to do it.
It's the best way to do it.
And there you go. There you go, everybody.
Yeah, that's a doctor.
Well, that's it, ladies and gents. Any last words, dog?
Not that I can think of.
No?
I'm going to go check out the most racist parts of Thundercats. That has to be on YouTube, right? The most racist parts of Thundercats.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm sure it's categorized.
It has to be.
There's somebody out there with angry, oppression blood in their system where they're like, I'm going to take the time to make a clip art of every single time they use funk music whenever Panthro came out in his giant fucking lowrider.
Giant Cadillac.
But that's it, ladies and gents. We'll see you guys maybe next week. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see where.
Show up here for something and we'll
see what happens.
We'll upload something.
You never know. You never know. Things might happen. Stuff might pop off. Who knows? Who knows?